This WBEZ podcast is supported by Hacia, whose Executive Fellows Program provides Black and Latinx business owners with real-world tools and strategies needed to master fundamental management concepts related to company stability and growth. Registrants learn through one-on-one executive coaching sessions with subject matter experts in the areas of finance, business development, operations, and legal. More info at haciaworks.org.
Chicago aldermen tasked with redrawing the city's ward map will meet again this morning. That after they missed a key deadline in December to draw a map that 41 of them support. As WBEZ's Becky Vivi reports, there appears to be little progress since then.
First of all, welcome back.
Alderwoman Michelle Harris chairs the City Council's Rules Committee, which is in charge of divvying up the city's neighborhoods into 50 equal wards.
I hope everybody got rest and that we're ready to come back and get started to finish our mapping process. And I'm looking forward to all of us working together.
That's been a challenge for the committee so far. The once-in-a-decade process turned contentious last fall, with the Latino caucus pushing to have its own map considered by the council. Now, aldermen will have to find a compromise or put their dueling maps to the voters in a referendum in June. Harris is hoping to avoid that, which is why she scheduled more meetings this month, giving aldermen time to negotiate and the public more time to weigh in, which sort of happened.
Under the current Rules Committee map, Logan Square would be divided into five wards.
15 would have been sliced and diced like a pizza and sold out.
We have had to negotiate for mutual safety and benefit with two different aldermen.
Gerrymandered map divides communities to dilute their political impact and preventing our neighbors' voices from being heard.
Just 14 people have spoken at these extra meetings so far. One was retired alderman James Balser.
Good luck with everything. Semper Fi.
Graciela Covarrubias watched the hearings with frustration.
I wish I could tell you what I think the purpose of those hearings was.
Covarrubias has been very plugged into the remap. She sits on an independent commission that created a so-called people's map last summer. Her group held nearly 50 public meetings, and at some, they literally drew boundaries while people watched.
And the folks that were at our public hearing were able to say, well, no, you should move this line here. Or we all agree that this is actually a hard and fast boundary line of our community.
Covarrubias says that's not how city council's process is playing out.
They're hosting these hearings, which is great, and it's essential to gather more testimony. But what they're not doing is relinquishing the politics behind why they're drawing the lines that they're drawing. And to a certain extent, then it's just performative.
Chairwoman Harris says the city does have a website where people can draw their own maps. But she's also made it clear to aldermen that the place to draw or change the map's boundaries is behind closed doors, in the map room.
What you need to do is get in the space with your neighbors and have them to unlock their boundaries by therefore working with you and having the give and take that happens in a map room.
Alderman Roberto Maldonado says the fact that Harris opened up the map room to all 50 aldermen is actually a big step toward making the process more open than it's been in the past. This is his third time at the remap rodeo.
10 years ago, we were not treated good at all, the Latino caucus. We were imposed a map of what we got, and we did get nothing.
But just because you can go to the rodeo doesn't mean you get to ride. Here's Alderwoman Susan Sadlowski-Garza.
The three times that I've been in there, with my colleagues, I'm told you can't move this way, you can't do this, you can't do that, you can't do this.
Whether aldermen might come to a compromise over the next few months, either behind closed doors or in the public, is anyone's guess. The committee is meeting again later this morning to at least hear more public input. Becky Beebe, WBEZ News.